Palmer from the LA Times. I just wanted to ask you about, well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about NFL films and your memories of being on NFL films, your memories of being mic'd up, and what that experience was like.
Well, obviously, if they, you know, they think of something to mic you up, that means you're a pretty good player. And they think you're very colorful, that you're going to have something to say. And I think it gives people an opportunity not only to go inside, just to hear what's going on the sideline, what possibly could be going on in the huddle, but it also gives people an opportunity to see your personality, what you're actually like during the course of a game. I mean, sometimes they can see, but they really can't see and hear, can't put the body movement, the body language with the voice. And so they gave people an opportunity to see, you know, Shannon Sharp in a different light. And so I was glad. I remember the first time they asked me to do it. Obviously, it was a huge honor. And I was glad I could get an opportunity to show people a different side of me during the course of the game.
Now, was there ever a time where you thought, did I just say that? Oh, man, you know, you forget the mic's there. And specifically, any sort of memories of something you might have said that made you laugh later?
Not really, because I was always conscious, you know, because the thing is, even in the most tense of times, in the heat of the battle, you always try to be professional, especially with your teammates. Now, what I said to some of the other guys on the opposing teams, that really never bothered me. But at the end of the day, I always remembered if a guy dropped a pass or he missed a block or, you know, he missed a tackle, he missed an interception, yeah, you can get upset with it, but you still have to realize that's still going to be your teammate after this game is over. And this is a guy that you're going to have to see every day for another 3-4 months. So you were always conscious of that, and it was something that maybe, yeah, you can get upset, of course. It's the heat of the moment. You know, you want to win the ball game. But if it's something that I really felt that I needed to say, I really felt that I could wait until, you know, Monday or Tuesday where I could really put him inside and say, okay, look, I think we can do a better job than this and not voice, you know, your displeasure with a particular individual on a particular play.
Hey, Shannon, this is G. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
What's up, O?
Not too much, man. Hey, could you talk about, you know, the origins of your career at Savannah State and, you know, reflect on that and how you made it from Savannah State all the way to Canton, Ohio there?
Well, to make a long story short, it wasn't my first choice, but I think it was the best choice. My former coach, who's no longer with us, Bill Davis, he came down to recruit me, and he had a great sales pitch. He said, if I was an NFL team, and I had the first pick in the draft, you'd be the first player I took. And when he told me that, you know, it resonated with me. Obviously, this was a coach that thought a lot about my ability, thought I could add a lot to the program, and it was the best choice that I could have made. When I got there, Savannah State was just my springboard to get me to where I wanted to be, and that was in the National Football League. But in the meantime, I had 4 years to complete this process. I said, so while I'm here, I might as well really work towards my degree. I didn't want to be one of those guys that went to school 4 years and he was no closer to graduating when he left than when he was when he got there. So I worked really hard in the classroom, made sure I did my work because I knew I wanted to play in the National Football League. I knew I was going to get an opportunity because I was going to put up the numbers that someone was going to have to give me a chance. And the rest was up to me. And I went to the best situation. The Denver Broncos, Dan Reeves gave me that opportunity, basically came up with a position to get me on the field, and that was it. I got an opportunity, and I took advantage of it. And here we are, you know, 17, 18, what, 20-plus years later, from when I got drafted in 1990, I'm going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The greats are the greats, and it's not something that I set out to accomplish. I just wanted to play 3 or 4 years in the National Football League. That way I could at least tell my kids, your dad played in the NFL, my grandkids, I played in the NFL one day, and lo and behold, the next thing you know, you look up and you're 10 years in and you won 2 Super Bowls. And
what's your take on the evolution of the position and where we're at now? Some people want to eliminate the position. We still have Tony Gonzalez here in Atlanta, but what's your take on what you were able to do and what's the future of the position?
Well, I think the position is going to continue to grow because if you look at it, that's where you get the best mismatch. Because if you look at the cornerbacks are as fast, if not faster, than the wide receivers. And they're just as big, just as physical. But when you get a tight, he understands position, he understands angles. I've always felt that was where the best matchup was, a tight end on a linebacker or a tight end on a strong safety. And you look at the teams that are really successful, they know how to use the tight end. I was very fortunate to play with a quarterback for 9 years that believed in me, trusted me, trusted my decision making. We talked a lot about how he wanted the route run, wanted me to run the route. You know, they can draw the route up any kind of way they want to. They can say it's supposed to be at 10 or you're supposed to go to 14. But at the end of the day, John, how deep do you want me to get? Because it needs to time up with his drop. So once his back foot hit, he needs to be known that I'm in my route and he can throw the football. And we got to factor in. I got to dodge a linebacker. I possibly have to dodge a defensive lineman. I might get bumped all the way down the field. So, you know, 10 to 12, that might not be reasonable. As long as when he was ready to throw the football, I was ready to catch it. That was all that mattered between he and I. And so we had a great relationship. And I think the position is just going to, I mean, you see the Gates, you see the Gonzalez's, the Witten, the Dallas Clark. The guys are just going to keep putting up numbers because, you know, people want to see offense. And the rules that they've implemented to really help the passing game and the offense, I don't think you're going to see it come back. It's never going to be a day again where you see the 260-pound guy that all he does is block. You need a tight end that can get you 50, 60, 70, 80 catches now in order to be successful and to have a successful offense in this league.
Could you talk about your relationship with Sterling, who was, you know, definitely on his way until, you know, I covered him up there in Green Bay when he, you know, on the neck and was at that game. He was definitely on his way to Ken. So how was it, you know, being able to share this by letting him speak on your behalf at the ceremony?
It's great because for me, basically, my speech is about the 14 years in the National Football League was about me. Now is my opportunity to share with the viewing audience at home and the listening in the stand is the people that helped me get to this point. Some of the people you might know, you might have heard me mention their name, but now it's time for me to put, you know, the face and the name together. And my brother, we, you know, he was 3 years older than I was, and I've always wanted to be like him. Always.
And
he was my best friend growing up, and we still get along really well today. We still talk a lot, not as much as we once did, because you know we're you know he's in his late 40s. I'm in my you know early to mid 40s, and so we have different lives now. But there's no question I wouldn't be where I am without him. He told me what to expect, changed him in college. He told me what to expect in the National Football League. And he was just always there. And to be able to share this moment with him.
Hey, excuse me.